Bill Steele joining us. His college football 2013 preview is out and getting ready for the season. And it is definitely the most accurate preseason magazine. And I've been picking it up for more than a decade now. I always look forward to getting it each year. And it's good to always talk to you each season too, Phil. Good morning to you. How you doing?
Hey, real good. How about yourself?
Doing great. Going through here. Yeah, every time I pick it up, I find something new as I'm kind of glancing through it. Had it last few weeks since it hit newsstands. And, boy, getting ready for this college football season. You going to put it out there, have picked Alabama, and I think everybody else has this year. You were one of the guys that sometimes picks against the grain. Did you have any other ideas of possibly somebody else to put in that number one spot?
Yeah, I start writing the magazine December 1st, usually finish up the middle of May, and one of my thought processes is always, try to find somebody that's not in the mainstream. But this year with Alabama, I think that this year's Alabama team is actually stronger than last year's Alabama team. Seven starters on defense returning. They've got all starters are juniors and seniors, and when you run Saban's complex defense, you like to have that level of experience. McCarron, Yeldon, Cooper, Black, all in the receiving. Norwood's there. This is probably one of the strongest skill sets that Saban's had back, and I think the offensive line will be just fine. They're not going to be as good as last year's offensive line, but they'll be good. And then you factor in that schedule. The toughest two games are A&M and LSU, and they get a bye before each one. So, with Alabama, going to be at least a touchdown favorite, I feel, in every single game this year. I ended up going with what I feel is the best team in the country.
Well, they've won it the last 2 years with a loss each season. Do you think this team goes through unscathed, or is it going to be a team that gets into that championship game with a defeat?
I think this year's team is more likely to run the table than the last 2 years, and the reason is this. I think in 2011, that LSU team was a pretty good football team, clearly one of the best in the country. They came in there and beat them, and LSU is having a fantastic season. They're loaded with a lot of talented players. I don't know if this year's LSU team is near that level. And then last year's team, I think when it's all done, said and done in the Nick Saban era, and he's looking at all his national championship teams, maybe that 2012 team might be regarded as one of the weaker of the bunch. It's a strong team, but they could easily have lost three games last year. You look at that LSU game, they need a late comeback to win. Texas A&M, they did lose. Georgia, they were down big and then ended up holding off Georgia at the 5-yard line at the end. Last year's team could actually have lost three games. So I think when I look at this year's Alabama team, I don't see the scheduling toughness as far as back-to-back games like the LSU-Texas A&M game last year. And I like the fact they've got a bye before their toughest two games. So I think that of the 3 years, they've got the best chance of going unbeaten.
Yeah, the tied with Nick Saban, they've won 3 of 4. We all know about that. And if they do it again, good gosh, it'll be 3 in a row and 4 out of 5, and he will have won it with, he already has the two different teams with his LSU championship as a BCS title. Where does that put him overall in the grand scheme of things among college football coaches?
You're talking current or history?
And obviously current, he's got to be the best. But I would like to look in perspective over the course of history in college football.
Yeah, you would have to definitely put him up there. I always like to look at it after someone's career is over. But, clearly, if he bags 4 national titles in 5 years, that's really a remarkable accomplishment. And, you just look at how well-coached this team is, the amount of NFL players that are produced on a year-by-year basis, and just truly a phenomenal job. Naturally, even comparing them in the state of Alabama to Bear Bryant is, that's a high compliment. And, Bear's career was long, and he did some great things. So, I'm not ready to put him up there at that level yet, but really it's remarkable if he gets 4 out of 5, and you would have to put him, if not the number one guy, you'd have to put him in the top 5, clearly.
Yeah, well, people were talking last week at SEC Media Days about that. It was 25 years for Bryant in Tuscaloosa, and Saban, he will not get to that. I don't think he's going to coach 25 years in Tuscaloosa, but, what are you going to name after him? You got everything that's Bryant in Tuscaloosa. You got to name something after Nick Saban regardless, right?
Yeah, there will be some stuff named, and I think we'll see it toward in a few years, not immediately.
and people talk about how he's done it in this modern day versus Bryant, or even if you go back over history, and even when you look at that, 4 out of 5 championships, it's almost unprecedented in the history of college football. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, and I agree. And, you know, I like the point that's made, and I agree with it 100%. I remember when Coach Bryant was the guy, he could go out and recruit 150 players to his
right.
team. And he said, it's not necessarily that this kid's going to ever see the field, but I don't want him playing for Tennessee. I don't want him playing for the opponents. And that's why you had those true powerhouses back then, where year in and year out, your Alabamas, USCs, Ohio States were always right at the top. With the scholarship limitations, it does appear to make it a lot tougher, but Saban's just doing an incredible job.
Well, and I wanted to bring up A.J. McCarron, too, who was on the lake this weekend. You're up there at Lake Erie in Cleveland, you know, and we're down here on Lake Martin, and that's where A.J. McCarron came to spend his little time off before he goes to fall practice after media days. Now, he's a quarterback who was on the team in 09. He's already got three rings, but if he is the quarterback throughout the entire season and can stay healthy, of course, this would be three straight as a starter. Where does that put him? I mean, you've talked about him as one of your Heisman hopefuls and how if Alabama wins the game at Texas A&M with he and Johnny Football on the other side, maybe he emerges as a front runner there.
Yeah, I think he has to be one of the front runners for the Heisman. And, you know, the thing is, the conversations I have nationwide, I do a lot of radio shows, talk to a lot of people. A lot of folks' perception of A.J. McCarron is the guy's a game manager. And you would think that with Alabama's great defense and special teams. But the guy led the NCAA in pass efficiency last year. I mean, he had 67% of his passes, 30 touchdowns, just three interceptions, throwing for 3,000 yards. And let's face it, the last 2 years, the receiving corps wasn't overwhelming. I mean, this year's corps looks good. It looks like it's the best they've had recently. So, I mean, McCarron is, you know, guiding the victories, but he's also putting up some exceptional stats to be able to be right at the top of the country in pass efficiency. And if he does that again this year, if his stats are anywhere near last year and the wins keep coming along, I think he's going to be in everybody's one or two at the end of the season as far as the Heisman chase goes.
And his play, you can't overlook what he's done in these big games. In national championship games, he's been phenomenal.
Yeah, and, you know, look at that last drive against LSU. If it wasn't for guiding that drive at the end of the game, they lose that game. They don't even play in the SEC title game. And all of a sudden, Alabama's thought of entirely differently. That drive was huge, and there was a couple of key plays during that drive that he made that really impressed me.
Do you think he could have won it last year if he makes the pass against A&M and Alabama wins that game? And does that knock Johnny Football out of the mix, Johnny Manziel, and maybe A.J. McCarron is the front runner at that point?
I think it could have been a key difference, yes. And Manziel would have been knocked out because I think the Heisman voters would have looked at the fact that didn't get it done against Florida. You know, the second half against Florida was poor. Didn't get it done against LSU. Didn't get it done against Alabama. That was really the key to him winning the Heisman last year. If they had lost that game, and that would have been three big losses during the course of the season, I do not think a freshman would have won the Heisman Trophy last year, regardless of the stats.
Who do you think's got the best chance of knocking Alabama off in the SEC?
Probably in the SEC title game. I think with A&M, you know, A&M last year I thought caught Alabama in a great situation. Alabama was off that draining come-from-behind win against LSU. They're a two-touchdown favorite. I don't believe Alabama played their A game last year against A&M. Now A&M's putting out T-shirts saying they control the Tide. I think we're going to see Alabama's A game. That's probably the most important game of the season. And when I look at A&M, you know, they lose their top pass rusher last year in DeMontre Moore. They lose their top left tackle. Overall, I think Alabama's got the talent to win it. They'll be extremely focused. And the other big game in the regular season is LSU, and never discount LSU. And keep in mind, they're playing them in November. So while LSU is young and inexperienced this year, they are talented. In fact, all eight units rank in my top units in the front of the magazine. And by that time of the year, they'll all be experienced. And, of course, they won the last time they traveled there. But I think the best bet to knock off Alabama would be in that SEC title game. We saw Georgia almost get it done last year, and I think a Georgia or a South Carolina would have that opportunity in the title game because, once again, Georgia's question mark is defense because it's inexperienced, but by that time of the season, they'll be very experienced, and maybe they play better than they did last year, and they've got the offense to attack them. And South Carolina's a real balanced team, so I'm going to go with Georgia or South Carolina in the SEC title game.
Auburn is just 30 minutes up the road from us here, and fans are talking New Day. Gus Malzahn comes in. You have them as one of your most improved teams for this season. What do you expect from the Auburn Tigers?
a bowl game. I only put him in the Independence Bowl, but I think some Auburn fans might be okay with that after last year's 3-9 season. When I look at Auburn, I like the talent. You look at the defense, and you could tell this team won a national championship 3 years ago because of the recruiting class that they were able to bring in 2011. There's a lot of good players on the defensive side of the ball. And offensively, you know, last year they tried to switch from the spread to more of a pro-style attack, and the results were disastrous. 18.7 points per game, among the worst in college football. Now with the personnel recruited for the spread going back to the spread, I think Malzahn will have success on that side of the ball. And so overall, this is a vastly improved Auburn team, and one that, you know, early in the year last year, they were playing okay. They almost beat LSU. They almost beat Clemson. It seemed like as the losses mounted, they sort of mailed it in a little bit down the stretch. Now, they might be an underdog in seven games this year, six or seven games, but I do think that they're going to win enough games to get to a bowl game and start building this thing in the right direction. And I think in the very near future, all of a sudden we're talking about them as a contender in the West as opposed to someone that's going to get to a bowl game.
You picked, and this you had to put somebody down, but nobody really knows who the quarterback might be, but you listed on your depth chart projected starter Nick Marshall at quarterback, of course, the JUCO transfer. What do you think about that?
Well, coming into the spring, I'll tell you what, I had Kyle Frazier as my starting quarterback, and I thought, here he is, you know, he's a Malzahn recruit. He's one of the top-rated quarterbacks coming out of high school, and then I just didn't see it during the spring. Everything I watched in the spring, neither he or Wallace really stepped up and won the job. Now, Nick Marshall's a very athletic kid. You know, he's also a Malzahn recruit coming in this year, very athletic. I think that if he, the main concern I have with him, I think he had some interceptions at JUCO last year, but if he controls the ball, I think he might be able to win the job. But frankly, I'd be happy with any of the four. Whichever guy impresses Malzahn this summer or in August this year and wins the job, I think they've got good talent to work with. Whether it's the true freshman Jeremy Johnson, the JUCO Nick Marshall, Kyle Frazier has the athletic ability. If the light bulb comes on, look out. And then Jonathan Wallace has played good when called upon. Had to pick one of the four, and I think better than the better chances than everybody else, I'm going to go with Marshall.
You picked the SEC to win again. You picked Alabama, so it'd be eight straight. If it is Alabama and Ohio State, you have number two. Do we have a good ball game there with former Urban Florida coach and SEC coach Urban Meyer on the other sideline?
Yeah, I think it would be a good game. And, you know, you look at Braxton Miller, he's a guy that maybe can do enough to keep the defense a little honest because of his mobility. And I think the one thing we're going to see out of Braxton Miller this year, he's got a better supporting cast. I think we're going to see his completion percentage go from 58% up to that 65, 66% level. He's still a guy that rushed for 1,271 yards last year. I think he's going to be a dynamic runner. And I think overall, talent-wise, if Ohio State has an inexperienced unit, it's the defensive line. But if Alabama has an inexperienced unit, it's the offensive line. Once again, by the time you get to the title game, they're no longer inexperienced. So I think it would be a good game. But I do think Alabama would be a clear-cut favorite in that one.
All right. Well, Phil, it's always good to talk to you. We look forward to maybe chatting with you down the road again. Appreciate these magazines. We always have a great time talking, and we look forward to the season. Appreciate your time.
Hey, a lot of fun talking football with you guys today. Thanks for having me on.
Always. Thank you, Phil. Talk to you soon. Phil Steele, College Football Preview 2013 is available now. Get you one, folks.